You know and love him from the Browns Radio Network. And today he is in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl, where he's been for years after year after year. And now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mr. Andrew Siciliano.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. I'm coming to you live from the field at Hancock Whitney and the campus of South Alabama. And the day two of practice is underway with the Bismarck Key blasting behind me. So I apologize for the music.
Hmm. Oh, baby, you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Guys on the practice field right there?
I do. Yeah, I'm sitting in the corner of the end zone. I have Arthur Smith standing in front of me, partially blocking my view. And
tell him to get out of the way.
This is day two of practice, the national team. So the team coached by Mike Kafka and D.C. Browns D-line coach Jacques Césaire. Oh. They're out of the field right now. Just a little early day two install. Dylan Gabriel, a quarterback, checked in at 5'10.5", stunning people that he was as small. You can never honestly trust school SID heights and weights. But 5'10.5", but honestly, he was the best quarterback there yesterday, hands down. I mean, he was spinning it. He was impressive.
Hmm. Can you go give Jackson Dart a hug for us?
He's later. He's on the American team, which is on the field second, coached by Bubba Ventrone. Jalen Milroe is also on that team. So conveniently, or maybe intentionally,
yeah.
Bubba gets the two highest-rated quarterbacks here, and he gets to coach them all week. And, you know, you get to see what these guys really can do. I know I've said this for years coming on from the Senior Bowl. It really is an invaluable tool for the teams that are coaching here because – it's not just on the field. It's how does a player learn? How does the player take an install on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and then actually put it into action on Wednesday and Thursday and then develop that into the game on Saturday? How do you lead in the room? Are you polite to the support staff? Are you nice to the barista in the coffee shop down the street when every single person in that – no, I'm being dead serious.
I know you are. That's why I laugh.
It's a week-long interview.
That's why
and
I laugh.
Every single person in this town right now is somehow affiliated with A, an NFL team, B, a college team, C, a scouting service. They're a former GM down here consulting. Everyone's got eyes on you. And, you know, this is great. This is a really good week.
So with that thought in mind, and you just laid it out, the teams get to learn so much, and that's the way that goes. Is that dangerous, Andrew? Because it's very easy to decide, oh my gosh, we just love this guy, when maybe his talent isn't worthy of where you're picking for what you need to pick. You know what I mean?
You jump the gun
because you're so pumped up about a guy when he perhaps might not be the right guy to take.
Nah, I would look at it the other way. And
okay.
That is,
all right,
it's
good.
never a bad thing to have too much information, right? And again, we've said this 100 times before. The draft is not just about football talent. These are HR decisions, personnel decisions. Like, who do I want to hire to work with the people in my building? Do I think they get along with my coaches? Not just get along, like, you know, do I like them personally? But, like, do we think they're a fit for us? It's better to have more information than it is to have less information. I don't think, guys, I'll plant the flag right now. The number two pick in the draft isn't here in Mobile. It's just, you know, whether it's, you know, one of the top two quarterbacks or whether it's Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter or an offensive lineman, whomever you want, that pick probably isn't here. But there were 10 first-round picks here last year, 43% of the draft, 43%, 110 players were at the Senior Bowl last year. So it's not just about two, it's about 33, it's about all the other picks as well. You know, Ronnie Hickman and Jerome Ford and DeJuan Jones, and, you know, go back to Wyatt Teller when he was a Bills pick, Joel Petonio, the Browns over the years, last year, Mike Hall, Jamari Thrash, they've gotten tons of talent at the Senior Bowl. Heck, the Rams one year, I think Leslie took 7 guys from the Senior Bowl. So this is where the talent is. This is only a good thing.
Do you think for most people that when I'm trying to put this right, if you're a scout, okay, and you've been scouting these guys all season, does the Senior Bowl just solidify what you believed, or does it discredit when you put guys in a different kind of situation? Like, that's what I'm trying to if I'm a scout and I see a guy, I'm just wondering what it does.
Oh, it depends on the player. It's just more data points. Like, I was talking to a head coach yesterday. I was sitting here watching practice, and, you know, it's one thing to see a quarterback on tape, but, you know, you want to stand here on the field and actually see the way the ball comes out of his hand. Like, I know, you know, a buddy of mine is a scout and done it for years at the highest level. When he goes to a game, he doesn't wear team gear. He wants to go down to the field and just his basic Nike dry fit before the game. And especially watching a quarterback, just watch how he interacts with his teammates. Is he truly a leader? Is he engaged? Like, what is his pregame demeanor? Is he nice to the water boy? Things like that, right? You just you want to watch from afar, and you want to see people up close. You want to get to know people. I mean, that is only a good thing. The quarterbacks here are always the stories. The story guys, like Jalen Milroe, amazing human being, amazing athlete. I don't know that the passing game is refined. He had a couple of balls yesterday where he just goes, yikes. But, you know, I got a chance to talk to him, shake his hand, which didn't measure as much as some people thought it would. He's a great kid. Like, he's a great kid.
Did you have a ruler in your hand?
No. He had a firm grip, and I joked. I'm like, it's a firm grip, buddy. We talked about the Ravens. You know, he admitted Monday for the very first time publicly, admitted that he actually hadn't. He intentionally kept it from people that he was a Ravens fan because his dad's from Maryland and they lived there like 1 year when he was a kid. But he grew up in Texas and his youth football team was the Ravens. So he became a Ravens fan. But he stressed to me he does not hate the Browns. I said, okay, that's good. But do you hate the Steelers? He laughed. He's like, no, I mean, I could. You know, but Jalen Milroe, I'd be stunned. He's not going to be the number two pick.
What'd you think of the Dylan Gabriel story from yesterday? Throwing the ball almost 75 miles an hour. What'd you think of that?
Okay, so a lot of that by that Dove Kleinman, whoever the hell runs that account, garbage. That was just, listen, they put the numbers up on the screen. The way it's tracked here is different than at the combine. He's, I don't know, like 78. All you have to take, just take the context. He had the most zip on a pass yesterday more than, say, others. Okay, that's it. That's all I got to take from it. It's not that big of a deal. He throws a really nice ball, like a really, really, really nice ball. I got to see him in person this year. I did one of their games. He throws a pretty pass. He's not a big human being. Like, when he walked into our meeting room for NBC before that game in September, we all went, oh, wow, okay. Guy's not big, but hold on. He sat down and you're like, okay, wow, I get it. Like, blown away by the dude, blown away. And like, he walked out and my partner there, my color analyst, Michael Robinson, looked at me like, oh, that's an adult right there. So you're getting that. And he's much like Bo Nix, you know, he broke Bo Nix's record. He has 60 some career starts. Experience does matter. 5'10" and a half also matters as well. So someone's going to take him. You know, they're not going to take him high because the size just does work against him.
So if a guy like that's out there and you're the team sitting there with the second pick in the draft and you're not going to use that on him, and you got a guy like Travis Hunter out there, or you got Abdul Carter, you got all these guys at other spots, and you have to win next year, it screams to me, go get a veteran and draft one of these kids and see if you can develop them while you're playing your veteran. And if your veteran happens to do well, he's your starter for the next 3 years.
No? It depends on who the veteran is. It depends on how much you're paying the veteran. Guys, there's no one right way.
No, there's not.
To do this.
No.
There really isn't. And just having a conversation coming over to the car. Kelsey Russo and I were having a conversation coming over to the car here to practice today. Do you feel that organizationally you need to take a swing, okay? Because you're not going to be picking two every year, God willing. So you have to take a swing at one of the guys who has a lot of talent, who you hope you can turn that talent into not only good play, but great play and a franchise savior. Like, are you willing to go? They're going to re-sign Myles Garrett, and I was sitting there when AB made his comments yesterday. Very much that looks to be the case, right? He's not going anywhere. Like, are you willing to, I don't want to say waste. Waste is far too strong. Spend another year of Miles prime, of Joel near the end, of Denzel in his prime, hoping that the guy you take it to is the right guy, okay? Or do you have to say, damn it, excuse my language, I'm sorry, we're here, we have to take a quarterback, period, and just hope? Like, what do you do? There's no right answer. There really isn't, because there just isn't a guy at the top of the draft. Like, okay, that's Andrew Luck, that's Trevor Lawrence. Those guys don't come along very often.
You take the guy you think might be long-term while you cover your you-know-what next year and bring in a guy you think can win 12 games for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The answer is you draft someone and you sign someone. I don't think there's any doubt. That has got to be the plan. That's what you do. You draft someone and you sign someone. The question is, do you draft that person at 2?
100%. And, okay, I'm glad you said that because I was waiting for you. Yeah. Okay.
No. You absolutely have to do that. But you also have to look at the history, and we've talked about this before. Go get a quarterback in the third round. Show me the last third round quarterback that did anything. Because the third round quarterback becomes a second round quarterback. The second round quarterback becomes a first round quarterback, like Jackson Dart, for example. Is he a third round quarterback? Is he a second round quarterback? No, you know what? He's probably going to the 20s. He has a good week this week. He might go in the 20s. That's just the way it goes. So tell me who that third round, because that third round quarterback is probably really 5 years ago, a fifth round quarterback or a sixth round quarterback. Dak Prescott, 5. Kirk Cousins, 4.
Russell,
for various reasons.
Russell Wilson, 3.
Russell, sure.
You got to get really lucky.
You could find that guy. Yep. Desmond Ritter, 3. Right? I mean,
but
show
you
me the
can't
last.
Bank on.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we watched those two guys play in the national championship. The two guys you're describing, right?
Yeah. And look, I'm going to bang the table for Kyle McCord, too. Sorry, Buckeye fans. I'm a Syracuse guy. He could spin it. Go watch the game tomorrow night on NFL Network, the East-West Shrine Bowl, because I guarantee you he's going to spin it. You know, I'm not saying the Browns want Kyle McCord. I'm just saying, do you go sign your veteran or trade for your veteran and then bring in that guy? And then say he's probably not the guy, but maybe we see something and we roll with the veteran and then draft again next year. Everyone's like, oh, well, just not tank, but go get Arch. Okay, you know how hard it is to guarantee yourself the number one pick? Nobody wants to sit through. No one, like, everyone's gone. If this team is picking Arch Manning or in a position to pick Arch Manning in 2026, or I've had so many people say to me that, like, no one's here anymore.
No, nope.
You don't live through that anymore.
It'll be a new front office, so, or it'll be a new coaching staff.
Yeah, and no one wants that. The ownership doesn't want that. The fans don't want that. I'm speaking for myself here. It's just you can't do that. And like I will never forget sitting at dinner here in Mobile 10 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it was, and I had a GM say to me at dinner, that guy at Clemson is worth tanking for next year. You watch what happens next year. Teams are going to tank for that guy at Clemson. Okay. Well, he ended up going, what, 13?
12.
Right? 12, whatever it was, mm-hmm. And had a really nice start to his career. Obviously, we know where we sit now, but that was a year out. A year from now, Arch might be the 12th pick. I doubt it. Right? He may stay in school. There's no guarantee he's going to even come out with the money that colleges pay now with all that extra cash. There's no guarantee he's going to come out. Like a year ago, are we all sitting here going, Quinn Ewers, top of the draft? Maybe some people were. I know I wasn't, but I know some people were. Well, now, like, Quinn Ewers is your day 3 guy now, right? A lot can change in a year. If you think one of these guys is the guy, then go get him.
Andrew, as always, we appreciate the conversation. Enjoy the trip, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say about the rest of the Senior Bowl as it progresses. Thank you.
I'm trying to. Is this Moni Love? No, who's this? No, this is Salt and Pepper. Remember Salt and Pepper?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Assault with a Deadly Pepper, underrated album.
All right, we're spinning the hits with Andrew Siciliano. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Okay.
Peace. Yep. He loves his music. Andrew Siciliano giving us a little bit of breakdown. How about a little bit more? I need more.